You're listening to Byers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All right. Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Monday, the 5th of March. Bob Diber joins us. He is a candidate for governor on the Democratic ticket, and he joins us live this morning. Going to be in Decatur this afternoon, going to be at the Senior Center in Milliken. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Brian. Glad to be on your program this morning and share my perspective about this governor's race.
All right. Now, tell me, why are you in this? With all the money and you've got the Kennedys and the Pritzkers and the Rauners of the world, what made Bob decide to run for governor?
Well, I'll just tell you and all the listeners this, that I think they probably feel the way I do, is that the person who could best represent the residents of the state as governor is someone who's lived an everyday life and someone that, you know, is really concerned about the issues that are at stake, that's been involved in public education and understands agriculture in the state of Illinois. I've got 20 years experience in local government and more experienced than anybody in the race. In fact, if you added all the candidates together, they don't equate what I've done as a local elected official. And I am ready to go to Springfield and govern and get the bills paid in this state and get the state headed in the right direction.
All right. Why is it in Illinois? Maybe it's this way everywhere, but it certainly seems to be more so here. You've got, you know, a family farm. You understand agribusiness, which is the number one job provider in this state. You were a member of the Triad Education Association, superintendent of schools for Madison County. All those things should make you uniquely qualified to be able to answer some of the toughest things that we have on the table. Yet it's hard for you to even get out there because you got a guy dumping $63 million of his own money into a campaign to run. And you got another guy complaining that $63 million doesn't make him a progressive. No one's actually really talking about issues that impact people in their day-to-day lives. Why is it so hard for a guy like you to be at the top of the ticket?
Well, you've really hit the nail on the head there. I think some people are so awed by just the amount of money that's being put in this race. They're looking over the issues, and the election's going to happen, and we're going to be right where we've been for the past 3 years. We're going to have a person in Springfield, never served a day in their office, just got a lot of money, and doesn't understand how to govern. And that's why I'm running. And it's so important that the general public reviews the credentials of all the candidates. And what makes it tough is it's just the very fact that, you know, the money buys sound bites on TV. They produce flashy commercials, a lot of glossy mail. And if you don't have that financial wherewithal, you've got to do it the way I have, and that's having driven over 60,000 miles and have shook a lot of hands, and we'll continue to do that today in Decatur.
All right. So what are, in your opinion, the largest challenges that we face as a state and how to fix them?
Well, first and foremost, we owe over $9 billion today in unpaid bills. The state cannot move forward or be first in anything till we pay these bills, and I've recommended that I would pay the bills in the first 90 days by bonding the bills out, reducing the interest rate. We're paying up to 12% interest on some of these bills. We wasted $1 billion last year in interest. That's the first thing. And then we got to have a manageable budget, which we haven't had in excess of 2 years. And we got to reinvest in our schools in this state and higher education and develop a marketing plan to get jobs back here. Because if we don't do that, we're just going to continue to go the wrong direction.
We're talking to Bob Diber. He is running for governor on the Democratic ticket. Does your party spend enough time talking about growing the pie, or do we spend too much time fighting over the crumbs?
I think we spend too much time fighting over the crumbs, and that's why I'm running for governor, is that we have got to change the way we're doing business as a party, and we need new leadership in Springfield. And if people really want to change the business in Springfield, they got to change the people who are there.
All right. Well, let's talk about, you were a shop teacher at once upon a time, right?
That is correct, for 28 years.
All right.
It was a great job.
Wait, let's talk about manufacturing jobs. I know they've moved away from Illinois, and you write about in most of your bio information about that hurting downstate, and that's certainly true. Although there is a certain amount of resurgence, and I think that the reason a lot of companies have left Illinois is just the unsteady playing field. I don't think companies want an advantage. I just think they want to know what it looks like 10 years out. And Illinois has bounced all over the place. We also have a problem in education, or at least my opinion, over the last 30 or 40 years, is that we told kids you all have to have a four-year degree or a six-year degree or an eight-year degree, and we forgot about the trades. We forgot about becoming electricians and plumbers and welders, and there's a dearth of kids that are qualified or going into these fields. Couldn't we create a whole lot more of these jobs by focusing on that more in public education?
Well, that's exactly what I've laid out that we will do, and I've said that there would be a strong reinvestment in career and technical education from 6th through 12th grade if I become governor. Lines of work. There are more jobs in technical lines of work. There are more jobs in this state and in this nation for people who have technical skills. And I've said this, the key thing that we have to do is we have to have kids that graduate from high school with 21st century skills. And our graduation rates of our schools that are below 80% show that kids are disinterested by what they're learning. And we need to reinvest in training programs in our schools to increase the interest, increase graduation rates, and make our young people employable. Because many of them that drop out turn to illegal activities to make a living, and they could be a carpenter or they could be a welder. We have a great demand for welders. We just cannot get enough. We have a great demand for diesel mechanics, and we just are not producing people with these skill sets, and that's what my administration will focus on.
All right, let's get to gun laws. Obviously, with the latest school shooting, it's in the news. You are a gun owner, and you support the Second Amendment, according to your bio information. You do support, however, a ban on assault weapons. How do you define assault weapons? Because
well,
the media has
I'm the only candidate that's running for governor that has a FOID card on the Democratic ticket. And so understanding gun ownership is very important. To understand why people feel strongly about the Second Amendment. But there are some guns that we have in society that were designed for military purposes. They're designed to kill people, and I don't think they ought to be in the hands of everyday citizens.
All right. Well, how would you define an assault weapon? I mean, to me, an assault weapon is when somebody uses a weapon to assault someone. And I guess we can argue all day how many bullets are in the clip.
Right. Well, I think they're defined by military definition.
Well,
manufactured.
Okay, but the guns that the military is using are not available to citizens. I mean, they may look like them. They may be a reenactment or a replica of them, but they're not the exact same guns.
Yeah, that is correct. So I would define an assault weapon as anything that it has repeated rapid fire in so many fires per minute is how you'd have to define them.
All right, yeah, but it is illegal to own an automatic weapon.
That's true.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't understand why so many people focus on this particular. The bump stocks, I'm in agreement with you, but I mean, the bump stocks were used in Las Vegas, the only time I can find in the history of the United States of America they were involved in a crime. Yet in Chicago, we have multiple murders every weekend where 4, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people are shot and killed or close to it. And yet there's not a single legal gun owner involved in any of those scenarios. Why do we not spend any time in this state talking about that travesty and what these kids grow up in and around their schools and family lives day in and day out?
Well, I don't care if it's Chicago, Peoria, Decatur, or East St. Louis, or wherever it may be. We have the flood of handguns that have infiltrated neighborhoods illegally is the true problem of our crime rate in our cities. And until we can better regulate and police the trafficking of these guns on our streets, are we going to curtail the crime problem? And I do think a Gun Dealer's Licensure Act would help with that, because it will help identify the trafficking of those guns when they're found. And we've got to have measures in place to support law enforcement officers when they're dealing with individuals who have these. That's why I support concealed carry. If you're on the street with a gun today and you don't have a concealed carry permit, law enforcement has the right to take it from you. And I just feel strongly about that, because if we don't, we are going in the wrong direction as a society and for the safety and well-being of ordinary citizens.
Well, then you have to be incredibly frustrated with your own party's stance on this. There's not a single murder that happens in Chicago that's committed with a legal gun, yet they think that more laws it's going to deter that. I mean, that makes no sense to me.
Well, it is frustrating, and it's frustrating from the standpoint that we're not being proactive and we're not stopping it before it happens. And that's why I've laid out a mentoring program for at-risk youth in my county, in my jurisdiction, to work on trying to convince young people not to get involved in carrying guns and in doing the wrong thing of getting involved with crime, because that is what is the perpetration of most of these shooting and incidences among teenagers.
All right, let's finally get to Speaker Madigan before we let you go. Where would you be on his leadership in the state of Illinois if elected governor?
Well, he's the most talked about person right now besides the governor, between the two of them. Mike Madigan is going to get reelected to the House of Representatives. I'm going to have to work with him. I have said this, that, if his district continues to send him to Springfield, the decision on how long he remains in power is going to depend upon whether we put in place legislative term limits, which I'm in favor of. And I think those legislative term limits for leadership need to be voted on and put into law. And we need to examine, who's leading the state.
All right. You're going to be at the Decatur Senior Center this afternoon and also stopping by Millikan University. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right, Bob, thank you for being with us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank
Good
you,
luck
Brian,
on the campaign. Bob Diver, he is a Democratic candidate. Very little money and in a tough race. Downstate guy. First downstate candidate, I think, since Glenn Pichard. Is that possible?